Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is David Rutledge. Back on around the 25th of April, I ordered a convenience, ordered a tactical backpack from you folks, and that was charged to my Visa credit card at Bank of America. I looked this morning and see I've gotten another charge from you folks for at the same name, Convenience Garden Club something, for $67.32 on the 29th of April. I did not make any such purchase, and I'd just like to see that it gets removed from my account, please.
Okay, what is the name on the account?
David M. Rutledge.
Okay, and can you verify the billing address for me?
4587 Rustling Woods Drive, Denver, North Carolina, 28037.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Give me just a moment. I'm pulling up the charges now.
Thank you.
Okay, so the offer for the tactical bag, you pay the $7.95 shipping and handling to have that sent out. Now, in order for you to receive that, you have to be a member to the gadget store. That's costing you $67.32. That's a membership.
No, that was not part of the offer. That it said nothing about that.
It's provided to you in the terms of service.
This offered this package for $7.95, and that's what I paid for. It did not say anything else about joining anything else and be able to get the package. Now, I want the $67.32 removed, or my next call will be to other folks.
Okay, sir.
I can return the bag if you like. I can return the bag to you.
So we don't take returns, and that's not what the bag that you received was. You paid $7.95 shipping and handling. The cost to the membership is $67.32. Now, if you don't want to,
I
can't help you, sir.
Membership.
If you don't allow me to speak.
Okay, you speak.
I understand what you're telling me, that you didn't know about the charge for the membership fee. You have to read the terms of service before you place that order online with your card. Now, I'm going to cancel out that membership because I understand you said you don't want to continue. We do a customer courtesy of 50%. I can place that on the account, and it takes 3 to 5 business days.
I want the entire amount moved, please, ma'am. I have nothing. I never saw anything. There was a terms and condition. I was not able to open it. I don't know anything about an additional charge. I would never have done that. I'm a reasonably intelligent person. Please remove the $67.32. I'm not going to pay it. I'll have my bank stop it if that's what you want me to do.
So you've already disputed the charge?
No, because they said contact you folks first because sometimes it's easier to resolve. But as soon as I hang up, yes, I will dispute the charge if you're not going
to... Through a dispute, sir, the bank won't be able to refund you because of the terms of service that were agreed to. I'm going to get your account over to a supervisor and see if there's anything they can help you with, okay? One moment.
Thank you very much.
All right, so she's looking over the account now. I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for holding. So she's going to process a full refund as a one-time courtesy for you. You'll no longer have access to the gadget store. Do you want to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, please. Thank you.
It is C as in Charlie, 259-952376. And the refund takes about 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No, that will do it. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your assistance.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you.